5%. Or, yeah, 5%.
Were you going to say something else?
I was going to say brown 5%. But
yeah. Okay. What about if you were going to buy something like pecans or fertilizer or potatoes, something that would come one of these rough, coarse...
Crocuside?
Or...
Crocuside?
Yeah. What do you think of that? What do you think of... what comes in croakers, right?
When I think about croaker sacks, I think about potatoes or corn or something like that. Because that's how we always buy it.
Okay. Say if a farmer has a corn wanting to take to the mill in his wagon, they're talking about the amount that he could take at one time. What would you say he was going to take to the mill? Going to take a quart of corn?
You mean like bushel?
Okay. What about, say, if you had some firewood outside and you're going to take in as much as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you got yourself a
load.
Okay. Ever heard people use the word a turn of corn or a turn of wood to mean a certain amount? Okay. And say if you have an electric lamp in your living room, the light burns out. The thing that you unscrew and replace, you call that the
bulb.
Specifically, it's the
light bulb.
Okay. What about if your mother was going to take out some clothes in the backyard to let them hang out to dry? She'd probably take them out in the what?
Take them out in what?
Yeah.
Clothes basket?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if you had some liquid in a bottle and you wanted to keep it from spilling out. The thing that you put in the mouth of the bottle.
Put a cork in?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heard that called anything besides cork?
Top. Lid.
Stopper.
Stopper, yeah.
What would a stopper be made out of?
It could be made out of cork or maybe rubber.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about musical instruments, something that you play by blowing into it, moving it.
A harmonica.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for that you've heard?
No, sir.
Harp or French harp? Okay. What about something that's played by, makes a twanging noise?
Juice harp?
Yeah. Yeah. And something that, talking about tools that you drive nails with, you use a
hammer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll ask you a few things about a wagon. That long wooden piece that runs between the two horses. Got any idea what you call that, a wagon?
No, okay. No, sir.
You ever heard of people call it a tongue? Wagon tongue?
It'd be the same thing like a tongue that goes to the, that hitches to the back of a car, right?
I'm not sure about that. What's that?
I mean, you know, like it hooks onto the bob.
I didn't know that. Like on one of these,
like a U-Haul?
U-Haul, yeah. I see. That's the metal thing that fits over the, that ball.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What about it, say on a buggy, the things that you would have to back the horse between when you're hitching him up? Any idea?
Maybe the two pieces of wood on the outside? No, sir.
Okay, ever heard it, heard it called shavs or anything like that?
Shavs?
Mm-hmm. Like shafts?
Shafts?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm talking about a wheel of a wagon. You got the middle part, that's the hub.